Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word, coming to you from Central West Virginia. It's December 6, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. truthintheword777@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to this broadcast on your phone, the number is 929-447-1894. That's 929-447-1894. The Word of God says in the book of Isaiah 55:9-11, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." This is the promise of God's word, that it will never come back to him void. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never, ever pass away. We are still in the book of Psalms chapter 2. Psalms chapter 2. Today we want to deal with God's response to those that conspire against him. Conspiracy. We hear a lot about conspiracy theories. Some of it probably is far-fetched, but make no mistake about it. From the beginning, Satan, or Lucifer, was his name before he fell, light bearer, is the master of conspiracy. He's the master of deceit. He is a liar and a murderer, the Word of God declares, from the beginning. So since the time of the Tower of Babel, when Nimrod, the Bible says, was a hunter, and the Word of God declares that he was the hunter of men's souls. He was full of deceit. He congregated the men of the earth and built a tower, once again, to try to overcome the kingdom of God, try to rebel against God, which is, believe you me, which is something that is fruitless. You cannot overcome an almighty God, and anybody that want to, you know, they need to think twice. So, you know, they unite themselves against God. They unite themselves against God's anointed. The Word of God says that in verse 3, we made reference yesterday that they would break aside the cords from us. They would break off the bands of their conscience and the cords of God's commandments. The Bible says that when men seek to do their own will, God will deal with them for a time and a season. He says, "My spirit will not always strive with man." But when men continue to reject God and God's plan of salvation, which is through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will find that God says, "I'll turn them over and I'll send strong delusion." The Bible declares that a man's conscience can be seared if he keeps on rejecting God and his spirit, if he keeps on rejecting the tug of the Spirit of God at his heart, and he continues to put off God, then the Bible says that God will turn them over to their own devices. Matthew Henry said, "Blessed will those be in the day of wrath who by trusting in Christ have made him their refuge and his commandments their refuge." Charles Spurgeon said, "To a graceless neck the yoke of Christ is intolerable, but to the saved sinner it is an easy weight." May we judge ourselves by this. Do we love the yoke, or do we wish to cast it from us? Jesus said, "My yoke is not burdensome, but it is light, and you'll be able to carry it." We read in 1 Thessalonians 5:9 that when wrath comes on the face of the earth, for God Paul wrote, hath not appointed us, or the church, to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The church is still on the face of this earth, and from what I read in the Word of God, we are the restrainer. Now, the Bible says we must once again lay between the porch and the altar. It's time for God's church to get back in their prayer closets. Battles are won on our knees. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of its righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. So we know that in 2 Corinthians, as we make the point today, that the weapons, 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. If we've ever seen a world, a nation in which we live that is chained with strongholds, it is now. The Bible says that men seek to go about to establish their own righteousness. The Bible says when the spirit of the Antichrist is already here, according to what Peter said, according to what John said, the spirit of Antichrist is already here and working and thriving amongst those who refuse Jesus Christ and his salvation. The Bible says they will change laws, they will change times. They will try, the Word of God says, as Nimrod did, to climb this ivory tower and become as God himself. But we know that they are of their father, the devil, because the Bible says that Lucifer said, I will set myself above the Most High God. He sought the throne of God. He had forgotten, he had a memory lapse, that he was simply a creation and not the creator. The Word of God says, I am that I am. From the beginning, God was and forever will be, the eternal being, the almighty God, sitting in heaven with his triune, the glory to God. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the ambassador for God Almighty on earth is the Holy Spirit of an almighty God. So God has everything under control. As men conspire against him, as they seek to bash his anointed, as they seek to tear down his plans, the Bible says, like I said, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't fight our battles in military tactics. We fight our battles on our knees. Romans 12:9 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, where it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Word of God says, when the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea, that the Spirit of God spoke and told Moses to tell the people, the same Egyptians that you see today, after this day you will see no longer. The Bible says that God is the Lord of hosts, of many armies of angels. I believe that the unseen world has much effect on the seen world. I believe that nothing takes place in the seen world until it takes place in the unseen world. That's why our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and wickedness in high places who go about to push the kingdom and the powers of darkness upon men. And men will receive that if they're not cloaked with the blood of Jesus Christ. They will believe a lie, the Word of God tells us, and they will be damned. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. So he pointed out in that particular gospel, that particular scripture chapter, that deception is the greatest weapon that the powers of darkness will use against mankind. He states also, the very elect be deceived if possible. He tells us, the Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. But the Word of God says, we are the church of the living God, and he has set us as watchmen on the wall, that we are to cry as John the Baptist did, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make your path straight, declare that there is a kingdom coming that is greater than the kingdoms of this world. In Hebrews 10:31, the Word of God says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Now, today, many religions are based upon that which is dead, upon false idols, upon icons that people set on their mantles or in their living rooms or the dashboard of their cars, things that seemingly are there in substance. But believe you me, there's no spiritual power behind those things. But the Bible says that we serve a true and a living God. Jesus Christ was resurrected on the third day, the Word of God says, and sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for me and making intercession for you. The Bible says that God looked at his Son and he said, sit at my right hand until I make the enemies of this earth your footstool. So the good news is that Jesus is coming soon, and I guess we have a point of bad news that it's not going to get on any better on the face of this earth. The world is rushing towards judgment. The world is rushing towards Armageddon. The Bible says that men shall wax worse and worse. Iniquity shall abound. Iniquity stands for a lawless society. The Bible says, well, the Bible does say, a man made a statement one time that a nation is either ruled by God or they are ruled by tyrants. Tyranny is the tool of Satan and the powers of darkness. We've seen many, many nations rise up down through history under the guise and the powers of darkness. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. This is Samuel speaking to Saul when he disobeyed God at the battle and refused to kill all of his enemies. And the Bible says, lay the axe to the root. Revelation 11:5 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. Repeat to you the scripture I stated a little bit ago, Psalms 110:1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies your footstool. So we read in verse 3 of Psalms chapter 2 of men casting off the ways of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? He asked his disciples. They went on to say who men said that he was. And then he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and said, thou art the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but by the Spirit of an almighty God. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have built and established. The Word of God declares that Jesus was crucified from the foundations of the world. There was no other way by which a man can be saved except it be through the shedding of the precious blood, the perfect Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So we find in verse 3 men casting off the cords and trying to put asunder the plan of God, which will come to fruition. It'll come about. The kingdom of God is on its way. God is a God of dispensations. He uses seasons and times by which to dispense his word. The Bible says the days in which we are living are the last days. And he says in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. This is the days that we are living in. So the church is well equipped in these last days. The church that will respond to the Holy Spirit and quit getting caught up in the doctrines. And the Bible declares the slate or the devices of men. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord. So in verse 4, we want to begin today. He said, "He who sits in the heavens, which is the Lord," or the Holy Trinity, "shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in desertion," or in confusion. We read many times in the Word of God where the enemies of God come against God's people, and men did nothing but believe God, and God fought and won their battles. There was times he even confused the enemy to the point that they turned their weapons on themselves. God is a God of war. Yes, he's a God of love. John 3:16, "For God so loved this world," and he still loves this world, "that he sent his only begotten Son, that if we believe on him, that we should not perish, but that we should have everlasting life." This is what the Word of God says. "Heaven and earth shall pass away," as I said before, "but his word shall never, ever pass away." So we find here in Psalms 110:1, and we'll say this again, "The Lord said to my Lord," Jesus Christ, which is Jesus Christ, "sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." 1 Corinthians 15:25 says, "He must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." Colossians 2:15, "Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them." The victory today is in Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross 2,000 years ago. It is finished. We have no need of anybody claiming or trying to be a Messiah, because it is null and void. There's one Lord, one God, and one baptism. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's not one of many gods or many lords. He is the God. He is the only begotten Son of God the Father. He is the only way. He said, "I am the way and I am the truth, and no man comes unto God except it be through me." Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the anointed one. You shall have a son," the Spirit of God told Mary, "and you shall name him Jesus," or Emmanuel, which means God with us, the perfect Lamb of an Almighty God, alluded to by John the Baptist. Glory to God, as Jesus come down into the waters to be baptized. The Word of God states after he was baptized that the Holy Spirit fell in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven came saying, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." We see the communion of the Trinity in that day. We see Jesus the Son being baptized, the Holy Spirit coming down in the form of a dove, and God the Father speaking from heaven, stating, as it bears repeating, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." So God said, I'll send them confusion. The Lord will mock them. The Bible says in one point in time, he says, "I will laugh at their calamities." We have many today who are shaking their fist in the face of an almighty God. But the Word of God says that no weapon formed against God or against his anointed one shall prosper. We win. I read the end of the book. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for what a man sows, he will also reap." Mock means to turn up your nose with an arrogance, with pride. And the Bible says when a man is prideful, make no mistake about it, he is setting himself up for a fall. Pride comes before a fall. And a haughty spirit, the Word of God states, is before destruction. The Word of God says in Psalms 11:4, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men." The Bible says we are tried every day by the Spirit and the power of God. We are under the watchful eye of an almighty God. His eyes scan the universe. Glory to God. He is the Creator. He's the only one worthy of worship, the only one worthy of praise. Many go about, starting with Lucifer, to gain worship and praise. But there's only one worthy. Word of God states that in the end times, at the end of Armageddon, the judgment that begin before the beginning of the thousand-year reign, when Christ will reign for 1,000 years upon the face of the earth, the Prince of Peace will once again be on earth, and there will be peace on earth according to the Word of God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Preacher, you should be preaching about the God of love. I am preaching about the God of love. The Word of God says his mercies and his grace is renewed daily. Amen. We have an opportunity. We have an opportunity. The Bible says, lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. Count the time. Count the time, because the days are growing short. God is about to move in a mighty way. If you're not in, get in. The Bible says, my spirit will not always strive with man. He told Noah, and he says, I'll deal with him 120 years, and I'm going to send the deluge, the flood. I'm going to destroy those that will not repent. But the Bible says there was only 8 souls saved on the ark, and that was Noah and his family. Then Word of God says that even after 120 years, he gave them 7 more days until he sent the flood. Now listen to me. The Word of God states that Noah did not shut the door to the ark, but God shut the door. Are you in God's ark today? I'm going to talk about the boat. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. He is the ark of safety. He is the way. He is the salvation of men. He is the only way by which men can be saved and spend an eternity with God the Father, with Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says those that will not attend unto his word, those that will not give themselves over to an almighty God, the Bible says they shall be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. So the Word of God says that he will speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in sore displeasure. We can see what's going on the face of the earth today. And many say, well, I don't think God is going to judge. Yes, he is. But he's a righteous judge. He's full of justice. He's full of grace. He's full of mercy. We are under mercy right now. The Word of God says, who are we, or who is man, that God is mindful of us? Genesis 6:3 said, and it bears reading, I repeated it before, and the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Hebrews 9:27 said, it's appointed unto men once to die, after which is the judgment. Psalms 90:7 says, for we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. The Word of God says it's a fearful thing to be in the hands of an angry God. And God is a God of love. Now is the dispensation of grace. Now is the day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose today whom you will serve. To those that obey him, the Word of God says in Thessalonians 5:9, bears repeating, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not given to condemnation. Romans 8:1 says that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Try to go on to one more verse here. Verse 6 says, yet have I set my king. Now his king, I believe, is pointing to here is Jesus Christ upon my holy hill of Zion. Word of God declares that Jesus is the second Adam. Romans 5:12 says that sin entered in by one man and death by sin, which is Adam. And so death so passed to all men, for all have sinned. The Word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:15 says, through the offense of one, Many be dead, much more by grace, with the gift of God, by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. Psalms 48:2 says, beautiful is the situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Mount Zion was where Jesus Christ shall rule and reign in the millennial reign, which is coming soon. The world is racing toward judgment. The Bible says there's things coming on the face of this earth that man will not be able to bear, that men's hearts will fail them. The seas will be roaring. There'll be signs in the heavens. There'll be natural disasters. Earthquakes will be on the increase. The Bible says the whole earth, that it quakes under the anticipation, travails, the Word of God says, of what God is going to. This earth was made by God Almighty. Are you hearing me? There's no such thing as the Big Bang. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. And I know that ruffles feathers. I know that makes people mad. Because, see, when men lose control, they seem to get nervous. But what you need to do, glory to God, is to give control to Jesus Christ today, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that can save your soul. Where God says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. We are coming to the end of the age. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, you need to today, because things are not going to get better. Romans 10, 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart the man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Call on the name of Jesus today. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him into your heart. Ask him to be Lord of your life. If you need healing today, the Word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ that you are healed. If you are suffering mental oppression or mental depression today, the Bible says Jesus Christ at the whipping post of Pilate. Glory to God. The Word of God says that he was chastised for our peace of mind, and he was bruised for our iniquities. He is the only one today that can bring us out. Glory to God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you today, Lord, for your Spirit. I thank you today for your anointing that breaks asunder every yoke of bondage and destroys it. I thank you today that you are in control. I thank you today, although we see much confusion in the world, that we look today to you, and in you we have peace. In you we have our sanity. In you we have hope, and hope is the anchor of our soul. Let men and women be encouraged today. Let men and women bring their heads up and let them look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith. Let them call on you before it's ever too late. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. Also, catch us over on Christian Survival Radio right now on Fridays, possibly other days also. But if you'd like to email us, it's truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. May God bless each and every one of you.